so I'll start. As far as injuries go, everybody will be at practice today. Nobody is out of practice. Vinny Curry will go through warm-up individual and group install, and then we'll just monitor him from there. But everybody is going to practice today. Yeah, he and Chase Daniel both got in here about 8 o'clock yesterday morning, and they stayed to roughly 2-ish and just start breaking down the tape. In fact, you know, I'm walking in at 5:45 this morning, and he's already in the film room. So that's just the type of person, that's the type of quarterback that we have, that's the type of guy that we knew we have in Carson Wentz. And the way he led the huddle on Monday at practice and you know, just the what he's done in the last couple of days, just getting himself ready to go, just shows you the type of leader and the type of person that he is.
Doug, why did you guys trade Eric Rowe?
Excuse me?
Why did you guys trade Eric Rowe?
Well, again, you know, a situation where you know, well, first of all, let me just start by saying that I appreciate everything Eric has done for this organization, and then with the guys that we have. And then bringing back C.J. Smith and different things, it was another good opportunity for our organization to, you know, to make some moves and to further his career. As you know he's like for us possibly the fourth corner, fifth corner, right now going into the season, and this gives him an opportunity to play, and that's what you want from your players in the National Football League is to play, and this gives him an opportunity. Not right away. No, not right away. Not right now. We haven't filled it. Not in a hurry to fill it just yet. And you know, that's just where we're at right now. Well, you know, I think that in his case, I mean, you know, Jalen Mills was having a good camp. You bring in Leo. You bring in Ron Brooks. You bring in, you know, Nolan's back healthy. There was a lot of competition at that position, and it's what we wanted way back in the spring and going into training camp, and it's just, again, it's an opportunity that you know, players have to embrace, and you know, he did put himself in a position to compete and you know, be a part of the Eagles, and it was just, we just felt at this time that it's not only a great opportunity for him, but for some of our young players that were playing well during camp to make this roster as well.
Doug, is part of the equation when you have a second-round pick, though, that maybe you invest more time in it and hope that he does eventually evolve into what you hoped? Obviously,
it's a second-round pick. Yeah, you know, I think there's some validity to that. I think, too, you got to look at where you currently are and where that player is currently, and you got to address the big picture of everything. And this is such a, you know, can you win now mentality, and you're always constantly shifting and moving your roster around, that this definitely gives him an opportunity to go play and potentially be a starter there and compete and do some good things. But, you know, as a big picture, you definitely got to take a look at that, you know, going forward. You know, that's a great question, too, because, you know, I go off of the belief, and this is what I've done, and, you know, even Coach and I at Kansas City did the same thing, where you want to go in with the plays you've been repping all off season in training camp. You know, there's no need to reinvent the wheel now. So Carson's been exposed to everything in our game plan that we put in today, what we'll put in tomorrow and on Friday. You want to, and it's not so much just for the quarterback position, but we also have some other positions. DGB is still learning the system. We got some young receivers. Defensively, how Jim attacks. It's very simple and basic, to the extent of guys can play fast, and that's what you want. You want guys to be able to not do a lot of thinking on the football field, just go react and play. And obviously the quarterback position is key to that, because he's communicating plays to the entire offense. But this game plan, you know, utilizing Carson's strength, you know, obviously his ability to run. I mean, we know him over Sam. I mean, there's the ability to run, and it may open up a run or two there that we can utilize. But again, we got to be smart with that and just protect him early and keep him from You know, I just know, having been in the position, that when quarterbacks get hit early, it affects you the rest of the game. And so, again, protecting him early, keeping him upright, is the key to not only his success and longevity, but to our success as a team.
What do you think?
No, you know, even with Carson and his mentality, I don't want to harness that aggression. I don't want to harness that that ability to throw the ball down the field. You know, again, I think we're capable of doing that. He's good at doing that, and so I just you know, you want to get into the flow of the game and see how defensively how they're gonna, you know, scheme him and scheme us, and then you let your game plan sort of unfold from there.
Doug, do you have any concerns with him playing to contact, which is something that he did a lot of in North Dakota and did a little bit of in the Tampa game when he got hurt? Have you kind of talked to him about that at all?
Well, he understands, you know, that in this day and age of the football game, and especially with the run-pass options that teams are doing, that defenses are attacking the quarterback in that manner. I mean, that's just the style that you're seeing. So we've communicated that to him, myself, Frank, John, DeFilippo, that hey, look, you got to protect yourself at all costs, whether it's a run or a pass, and whether you're outside the pocket or not. You know, sometimes it's out of your control, but at the same time, knowing where you are on the field, I don't need that extra yard. You know, we're not playing for the NFC Championship game this Sunday. It's game one. I don't need necessarily that extra yard. Somewhere in the season, will I need the yard? Yeah, I'm going to need the yard. But protect yourself. Get out of bounds. Slide. Get down. You know, and really just having one conversation with him, you know, he's very aware of that.
Do you have scars around
the Browns? You know, this is a team that's kind of gone through some changes, personnel changes. You know, obviously both sides of the ball, and then offensively speaking, with RG3, we know who he is. We played against him in the past, you know, when he was with the Redskins, and know the type of talent that he is, and he has shown to be able to throw the ball down the field at times and complete some balls and have some success there. you know, I've coached against Ray Horton before, when he, you know, was at Tennessee, when he was at Cleveland before, and now back in Cleveland, and he's a guy that'll give you some multiple looks. I mean, he's a 3-4 type guy that can mix the under, the over, and straight 34. So we have to be sharp up front. What we're seeing, the quarterback's got to be on point. He likes to bring pressure in key situations, and you know, he's a bend don't break type of guy, and he's gone through some personnel changes, as I've said, on defense. He's gotten a little bit younger back there, and I'm assuming that he's going to just let these kids play and play fast. And for him too, I think, you know, by keeping it simple and keeping it to where they can do the things that they've worked on in OTAs and training camp, will allow those guys to, you know, to play fast on Sunday.
How long have you been preparing for the Browns?
Since I took the job and the schedule came out. But just on the field, we spent a day sort of just looking at them in the spring. You know, we spent a day in training camp looking at them. But really, until you get to this week and you know who they're going to be, and from a personnel standpoint, is when you really get into your game plan, specific stuff. So, you know, even though we peeked at them, you know, throughout the summer, this is really the first time that we've really detailed it.
What do you want them? I mean, they're in the same kind of situation because you guys are new. But when you have a new – the Browns are all new head coach, new coordinators. So you really can't watch what they did last year because do you watch old – like what Hugh Jackson did in Cincinnati or what Ray Horton did in Tennessee?
Yeah, I mean, you have to. And it just goes back to the history of – and I'm sure they're going to go back and look at all our Kansas City film, you know, from an offensive perspective and go back and look at Jim's Buffalo days and Detroit days and things like that. So, you know, yeah, we're going to go back and look. I mean, it would behoove us not to and just go back and just see if what we're seeing today matches up with where they've been in the past and you know, put your plan together from there. Say that one more time. You know, you see some plays on tape that kind of say, hey, he is back. You know, he's in that position. You know, they're going to continue to run the zone read game with him and utilize his strengths. I mean, there's a couple, I believe it was against the Atlanta game. I mean, he had a nice run off of a zone read. He's been able to throw the ball down the field, and he's elusive. The other thing you're seeing is he's protecting himself now. You're seeing him get out of bounds. You're seeing him slide. You're seeing him do the things that you know, a quarterback in the National Football League needs to do. So you can see the maturity there, and that's something that's showing up on tape.
Carson's reps have been limited, especially with the ones. How much can you accelerate that? Just, I mean, you said he was in here at 5:45. How much can you kind of make up for that in the film room, and how much is just kind of unknown?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's going to be a little unknown, but the fact is that he took all the reps Monday. He'll take all the reps the rest of the week, and then we just have to be smart with how we, you know, how he's studying tape. Is he seeing the right things? Is what we're putting together as a game plan? Is he matching that up to what the film says? And what we're seeing, you know, also as coaches, and we just detail at that, find all the fine points and the detail points that your game plan possesses, and just try to match up everything with what we're doing to what he's seeing. Is he seeing the right things? And if so, then putting our game plan into play that way.
Carson's dreamed about this moment his entire life, since I believe he said he was in second grade. As a former quarterback who's played in this league, as his coach, do you need to try to help keep his emotions in check? Will you talk to him leading up to game time? Or is he a guy that, you know that can handle this moment and not get, you know, too excited either way?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a little bit of a fine line there. He's been in some big games in college and in his past, and so he's used to that. But at the same time, this is a different animal. This is the National Football League. It's day one, home crowd, home game. All eyes are on you. So, you know, I can talk to him. Frank can talk to him. But it's just human nature. I mean, my butterflies will be going too. You know, I mean, it's my first game as well, so butterflies will be flowing. But you get into the course of the game, you get past that, you know, one, two, three plays into the game, and it settles in, and it's football from there. But you know, he's such a mature guy that I don't anticipate anything being too big for him, you know, going into this first game. You know what, not necessarily in practice, but one of the things that we do every week is we go through and we look at all the challenges throughout the National Football League from the previous week and see if we'd have done the same thing in those situations. And a lot of times, too, you're getting a lot of information from your coaches in the press box, and, you know, as far as challenges goes, do we have enough information to make the challenge? And so there's a lot of communication that goes into play. But looking at the previous week and seeing all the challenge flags that were thrown, you know, and then making those decisions, would we have done that at that time? Those are all things that I can do and take a look at those situations to prepare myself for, you know, this regular season coming up. Yeah, I'm excited too, just like the players. I mean, one, we're glad that the training camp's over and you know, we're into a normal routine now, a normal schedule, and so from that standpoint, you know, and then plus now we get to game plan a little bit. So, you know, that's the fun part, and that's the beauty of why we're in this business, to be able to take a game plan, teach it to your players, and then go watch them not only practice but play on Sunday. And so I'm excited for that, you know, and just looking forward to getting out there this weekend and just watching our guys perform.
Take two more questions. How has Brandon Brooks looked getting immersed into the offense, and how do you think he played during the preseason?
I think Brandon's really, you know, he's really come on here lately. I mean, he's such a powerful guy, you know. He's an experienced veteran player that has worked well with, you know, whether it's Lane to his right, Kelsey at center, or Alan Barbary to his right, Kelsey. I mean, he's really worked well in there, and he does a nice thing. He's sort of a kind of a silent leader up there, but at the same time, he's getting the job done, and he's made himself better since he's come back from that injury he had early in camp. And, you know, he's really playing well going into the regular season.
Are the guys that you picked up over the weekend far enough along that they could be active for this game?
No, you know, special teams. Brooks is a guy that could make some special teams potentially. You know, offensively, defensively, it's hard because you're trying to throw everything at them. They got to learn, but special teams is one area that will need a few of these guys to make an impact this week. Okay, thanks, guys.